13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hello, it's Bex here, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. And this week, you can hear my chat with the rather awesome Elle McNichol. Now, she's discussing her brand new book, Keedy. It is the rather highly anticipated prequel to her award-winning debut novel, A Kind of Spark, which you may also know as a CBBC TV show. So I started off by asking her what character this book is all about.
This is a prequel to A Kind of Spark, so meaning it takes place before A Kind of Spark, 5 years before, to be specific. And yes, this is not from Addie's point of view, Addie the heroine of A Kind of Spark. This is from Keedy's point of view, her older sister. Keedy's 14 when this book takes place, or about to turn 14, I should say. She is still in the small town of Juniper, and a lot of the characters, if you have read A Kind of Spark, will be in this book. But if you haven't read A Kind of Spark, you can still read this one, like I said, because it takes place before. And Keedy's school has a lot of problems with bullies, and Keedy has grown tired of it. So she puts up flyers all over school one day saying, I have had enough of these bullies, and if you are being bullied, you may give me a little bit of money. You know, she's not, doesn't work for free.
Oh, no, she's wise.
No, pay your freelancers. Yeah. But she says, I will take a little bit of money and I will sort your bully out for you, non-violent approaches only, and I will make your bully go away. And the school are not happy, but lots of students take her up on the offer, and she has a lot of work, which proves the height of the problem. And unfortunately, somebody comes to her and says, your sister Nina, your twin sister, and her friends are a problem. And there is the dilemma. Meanwhile, she's also growing a lot closer to her younger sister Addie, who is a lot more like her than she first realizes. I think that's
perfect.
A summary.
Yeah, job done. You did my job for me. Thanks. That's exactly it. So you've got kind of Keedy's origin story, because it's kind of hinted at in A Kind of Spark.
Yeah.
But we don't really know exactly what's gone on for her previously.
Some of it we touched on in the television show. A Kind of Spark is a TV show on iPlayer. And some of Keedy's backstory is touched on in that. I'm not retelling that in this book. This is all brand new things. So if you've watched the show, don't feel like you're just about to read the same thing again. It's all brand new. And yes, a couple of events are hinted at in the first book, but they come to true fruition here. So the twins' 14th birthday party is hinted at in A Kind of Spark, and we have a full good look at it in this book, and it's one of the most dramatic moments, but I can't say any more about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting to go back, because obviously we've seen Addie's point of view in a lot of things. It's interesting to see Addie as she's six in the book, I think, in this book, isn't she?
Yeah.
But also to see Nina and Keedy together, because obviously their relationship is quite difficult as well, isn't it? For both of them, for different reasons.
Yeah, they're twins. And I think twins are fascinating because they are so close. I feel like when Keedy and Nina are alone, they are so close. And when anyone else steps into the room, suddenly they are worlds apart. And their relationship is very private and very complex. And in this book, it's really the heart of the book. The book is called Keedy, but it is about Keedy and Nina as they kind of struggle with the fact that they are going in different directions, and neither of them is coping with that in a very healthy way. And it's such a natural part of being 14. It's not just your twin that you could be growing apart from. It could be a friend, could be a parent. It's that time of your life where everything becomes quite complicated. And meanwhile, Keedy gets a lot closer to Addie. So in A Kind of Spark, Addie and Keedy are so solid and they're so close. And this origin story, this prequel, is really about how that relationship became so close. They aren't close at the beginning of Keedy, of this book, which I think is going to surprise a lot of the readers.
Yeah, yeah.
But they become very close by the end. It's not a spoiler to say that they become very close, because that is the heart of A Kind of Spark. And this is the origin of how that came to be.
The teachers in the school, you have some difficult ones, but you do have some supportive ones. You have the lovely drama teacher.
Miss Latimer,
you know, and Mr. Ross. And it's nice to see that there are those support networks there as well as the difficult people.
Absolutely. Every single school has phenomenal teachers in it. A bad teacher is a very rare thing to find. And the teachers that, you've just mentioned, Arcides rocks in school, and they understand that she's a free spirit and they like her, they support her. And there's a really fun moment at the end of the book. I can't spoil what happens, but they all kind of stand up for her in their own way. And that's, I think that was put there to represent, as Mr. Allison does as well, who is in this book too, it's to represent all the incredible educators who are supportive of all their children, but especially sometimes the neurodivergent children who find school very hard. So those characters are really there to represent those amazing educators that I get to meet every day doing this job. But yes, a very infamous teacher from A Kind of Spark does appear a couple of times in this book.
I know, I wanted to boo when I read those bits. And it is fascinating because obviously I've read A Kind of Spark, also watched the TV show recently as well, so it's quite fresh in my memory, I think. Obviously when I read it, I could kind of, I really visualised everything, but it's interesting how the TV show has also affected my thoughts of what the characters look like.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because I'm not a visual writer. I don't write a lot of descriptions when I write my books. It's more about how people's voices sound,
sure,
and sometimes even what they're wearing rather than what they look like. But some of the actors have taken over. So I think of John now, who plays Mr. McIntosh, because he's so funny in the show. Season 2 is about to come out very, very soon.
Great.
And John is even funnier as Mr. McIntosh in it. And sometimes Caitlin as Nina will push into my brain as well. And Lola, who plays Addie, and Georgia, who plays Caitlin, are both just so phenomenal. And the whole cast is phenomenal. So if you picture them while reading Kiddy, that is absolutely fine with me, because we chose them for a reason. They are perfect.
And we should say, like, congrats on the TV show as well, because
thank you.
It's rare to get a book that gets turned into a lovely CBBC show and then to do so well as well. You just won an award this week,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm fresh off cloud nine after winning a Royal Television Society Award for Best Children's Programme. We all sobbed on stage. The official photograph is just four of us, me and Lola, who plays Addie, Anna, the showrunner, and Amy from the BBC, just sobbing on stage.
I don't blame you. It's an amazing achievement, and having season two as well.
Yep, very soon as well.
Does that make you think, are you going to write more books from the Juniper world, or do you think, like, actually it's going to transfer into the TV show now?
I think I'd love to do both. I really have, there's so much to say with this world and these characters, because it's so personal, because it's sometimes autobiographical. Mm. Kiddy and Addie are so personal to me. I even get letters from people saying, when's Nina getting her own book, which I find very funny. I'm going to stay in this world as long as I can, because there's still so much to say. It's about so many things. It's about childhood, it's about sisterhood, it's about family. It's about being neurodivergent. I'm autistic like Addie and Kiddy, so a lot of it is very personal. And yeah, so television or book, there is still more to say, I think.
And you've also got Bonnie and Angel as well.
Yes, Bonnie and Angel are in Kiddy. Angel is a brand new character nobody's met, and I'm really, really excited to hear what readers think of her. And Bonnie is here too. Bonnie's having a great old time in this book. Yeah, and that's really fun. And I think I can actually say this. I don't know if I'll get in trouble,
okay,
but Bonnie is in season two of the show as well.
Oh, cool!
So yes, I get so many letters from children saying, what about Bonnie? We want to hear about Bonnie. So, but we double the Bonnie this year.
Oh, that's so good to hear, because it was just so nice reading about Kiddy's world and her support network, her friends, and everything from her point of view, rather than, obviously, Addie looks up to Kiddy.
Yes.
But it's so nice to see how Kiddy became who she was.
Yeah, I think this book as well, I think Kiddy is a lighter read than A Kind of Spark. It's the same length, but I think content-wise, it's a little bit more light. And I think Kiddy and Bonnie's friendship is such a nice part of the book. It's such a happy part of the book. So I really enjoyed writing the two of them together and having them in this story. And I'm so excited for people to see Bonnie's story in season two as well.
Oh, man. I have to say also, I won't spoil anything, but the last bit of the book, I'm not going to spoil it, but I just did a very knowing I felt like I was very proud of myself.
There are some Easter eggs in the book. Keen-eyed readers are definitely going to be highlighting some things and knowing what that's about. But again, you can totally read this without having read or watched A Kind of Spark, but I'm so glad you picked up on that. I love the Easter eggs.
Oh my goodness, I loved it so much. I felt very, very smug. I was like, oh, get me in my books. Well, Elle, thank you so much for telling us all about Kiddy, and I'm just so excited for people to read it.
Thank you.
And I love this world, and I love your books, and also congrats on the TV show. Just well done on life.
Thanks, Bex. I'll see you very soon.
I'm sure we will. Oh, lovely stuff. I love Elle McNichol. I speak to her for every book she releases, and every time it's an absolute joy. You've been listening to the Fun Kids Meets podcast, where we meet amazing people. And remember, you can hear more outstanding authors like Elle on the Fun Kids Bookworms podcast with me, Bex, every other Wednesday. Bye.
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.